So the next item is the SIU Law Satellite Program Opportunity, and President Dunn?
Absolutely. You don't have any documents or information on this. It's just really a discussion item solely, without a lot of background to provide for you. I have asked to join us for discussion John Charles, Mark Colas out of the Springfield office, because they've been involved in some of the discussions within the city of Springfield around opportunities that exist for the law school. So let me kind of walk through the background on this. Again, I looked back in a previous written communication. It was about a year ago, maybe a little bit more, that we had a digest that I made quick reference to this, one of the reports that I send to the board on an occasional basis, and just talked briefly about the fact that this is something we've been asked to look at, take under consideration, and at that point started some exploratory work, early conversations, and we're, I think, at the point now where it's obviously framing up sufficiently to put in front of the board again for an early nascent discussion about possibility that could exist in this regard. And I'm going to ask John and Mark, as convenient and appropriate for them, to dive in and fill any holes in the information in getting this in front of you. It was, again, at that time, a little over a year ago, that we had been approached by two or three different leaders in the Springfield area, inquiring, renewing inquiry about possibility of having a beachhead for the School of Law in the city of Springfield. Not a relocation of the law school, not picking up and moving things, but rather at looking at a satellite operation that would be offered in the capital city. The push for this really was around development that was being considered at the time, and if you follow the Springfield press at all, you've seen quite a bit on this in the paper. But a discussion was taking place at the time about development of a block in downtown Springfield, not far from the Capitol complex, known as the Y Block, because formerly a Y was on that location, since raised, and speculation discussion was taking place around the city about what to do to develop that block. So developers were making pitches to the city. One developer in particular had moved forward with a proposal that had a building in it as part of the block that would have space available for an educational institution. And as this was a development proposal, one of about four that was getting play at the city level, we had an outreach based upon that, not just from the developer, of course, who was interested in getting use of his building, but also the city leadership that said, you know, this is something we'd be really interested in seeing. Now, John can give you a history there if you want it. There has been discussion on and off, probably, John, how many years? 25 years?
Yes, sir.
For some sort of law school in the city of Springfield. One of the very few state capitals in the country without a law school in the capital city. That conversation had taken place in fits and starts over the years. At one time, SIU was part of that discussion, particularly around the mid-90s, when there was a deliberation as to whether or not we would inherit Sangamon State University at the time. That did not happen, of course. As Marsh and I shared, one of our big SIU mistakes in history, we should have grabbed it. And I say that on public record in a public meeting. But at that point,
I was going to say
it. Yeah, that's right. But again, it didn't happen. Interest waned from that point, but has had discussion off and on, at least over that period of time. The development proposal pushed it once more to the fore and got city leaders reaching out to us to talk about possibilities there. The city had actually made a foray to the University of Illinois about this. The The thinking was possibly that University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign would set up a beachhead, a satellite of its law school. That never materialized after a couple of pushes in that regard. At another time, particularly after UIS, University of Illinois Springfield, came into its own, there was a push about getting UIS to bring some sort of program to the downtown area, even to the to the point of talking with one of the developers who was involved in this Y Block proposal. That has not materialized and does not seem to be on the docket for any time soon. So all that being said, we had these outreaches to start thinking about it once again. What had waned was now waxing. And we've been in some conversations over that. Now, pausing there, a couple of side pieces to the story. I mentioned that on this Y block, there were really four development proposals that were out there under discussion, one of which involved actually a number of buildings, but one being a building that could house some sort of academic program where we got pulled in, again, for very early exploratory discussion. Other development proposals, the three others that were out there, did not envision this. They undertook other ideas, different approaches. Ultimately, it is for the mayor and city council in Springfield to decide what happens with that block. And that hasn't happened yet. At this time, the mayor of Springfield, Jim Langfelder, has indicated his support for another proposal to develop that Y block, which would tie into the executive mansion and provide green space in this block we're talking about, which again is a couple of blocks away from the Capitol complex. The city council in Springfield has not yet acted on this. They've not moved anything forward. But again, if you followed Springfield media, you would have noted that the mayor had come out in favor of this development proposal for green space to tie into the executive mansion renovation, a bicentennial plaza that's also being put together there in proximate space. And the city council still hasn't moved forward to decide what they want to vote for, what they're willing to support and ultimately do, as that decision will fall to the city. As that was out there in the public realm, to wit, the mayor indicating his support for the green space proposal, and possibly us not having a facility to look at using for a law satellite, we then had a separate outreach from the emerging and a new entity coming together in Springfield, the Sangamon County Economic Development Corporation. And for those who know the long and storied history of SIU, there's a connection there. Sangamon County Board Chair is Andy Van Meter, son of a former trustee, A.D. Van Meter. Andy and some others had reached out, separate meeting for discussion, and the gist of that was to say, under, you know, everyone's following the press, if there's no opportunity for some sort of educational facility in this development on the vacant block, please understand, and this is communicated to all of SIU, and again, time to get it in front of you to start chewing on, there is the fact that the Economic Development Corporation in Sangamon County could also look at properties that they have in their inventory to make available for potential use of a law school satellite. And to that end, even talked about some of those with Chair Van Meter, and have done some very preliminary pro formas on how that might work. Jumping to another lane or another grace note, we've not done a lot at this point to go to our law school faculty and start pushing them on this work. There have been early discussions. We did a meeting at the Stone Center once Carlo had arrived and kind of gotten settled in. I don't remember when it was, this fall, Carlo, but yeah, mid-fall. And Carlo was brought in, as well as acting dean at the School of Law, with others who had been working on this, again, for an exploratory early conversation to start sharing some of these possibilities, looking at how such might work, the issues that would come into play, and to keep the conversation out there with the law school about the fact that this is being looked at, getting them to start thinking about how this might work, et cetera. I'm actually going to jump to another grace note that as dialogue ensues, I would defer to Carlo on, as the unit reports to him, they're setting aside the push that we've been invited to respond to out of Springfield. There probably are some organizational reasons that it's time to get this on the board's docket to start thinking about, and that has to do with the ability to draw additional students to SIU Law, build on the student profile from a satellite program. From that, of course, you would hope for an outcome that advances bar pass rates, things of that nature. And again, I'll defer to Carlo as the discussion is undertaken on this. There are ABA requirements that, of course, that attach for accreditation purposes. The term of art they use is an acquiescence. They have to provide an acquiescence from the ABA for this, but we've looked at that process at least in preliminary fashion, and it does not look too onerous to accomplish. One more grace note, which pretty soon I'm going to have a trill if I keep doing this. But yeah, we're close. We would be looking for some level of state support to get this out of the ground, potentially. Doesn't mean it will happen. Doesn't mean that, you know, we can guarantee that. But we've had enough discussions, as have our friends in Springfield, to suggest to the General Assembly, if this is something that everyone wants to see develop, it's going to take some level of support, seed money, if you will, to be able to get things started, at least until you can begin building classes and have revenue that rolls out of that satellite program to support a level of operation at an off-campus site. Last grace note, and I'm going to see if these guys want to add anything. This also begs a question that really did arise from the early conversations, even before Carlo came, with law school faculty about, and again, it was a floating of an idea, it wasn't a vote, it wasn't a committee structure that was put in place, but again, just the floating of an idea that brought to mind kind of an obvious question, whether or not this was something that also needed to be considered for location in Edwardsville, as opposed to Springfield. And the faculty particularly pushed that notion to at least be open to think about, to look at, and said, yes, we understand. That led into then some discussion I had with Chancellor Pembroke, and I don't want to speak for him. And again, as you know, as I keep cautioning or coming back to, nothing is coming out of this in a firm proposal on really anything today. We're trying to frame up to get some ideas to gel, and certainly more than true for this particular topic. I do, in conversation with Chancellor Pembroke, and he can speak to this as we keep talking about it over time, I think while the Chancellor is intrigued by the idea, he's also indicated that he wants to ensure that he has maximum space available on the campus to build out his enrollment. Just like SIU Carbondale has a target for growth or a sweet spot, SIU Edwardsville has a target for growth, and that's about 17.4, 17.5. So he wants to know, he hasn't shut the door to anything, absolutely not, but has also said he just wants to ensure that no matter what happens, he has the ability to push on his enrollment growth and that target without having to give up a lot of space for a satellite law school. But he said all other things, glad to enter into a conversation, see where it goes. I do think another challenge on the Edwardsville side, as opposed to Springfield, is the ability to get state support for it. If we're able to see any sort of state money, seed money to get us started, whether the first year on a lease, the beachhead staff that has to go up there, getting a you have to have basically a second law library for the satellite, whatever, under ABA, we've got to have some funds to work with or it doesn't happen. I think if there's ability to get that support at the state level, it's going to be for the Springfield program. That's, again, going to the historical argument that they've made that Wade won't want in the capital city. Enough grace notes. John or Mark, what have I missed? Pieces that I need to add? And I've pulled these guys in as on those discussions to talk about those pro formas. There are representatives in the Capitol, as we hear from various folks, are saying, we really need this. That's why I asked them to kind of sneak in. You'll hear from Mark later, but both of them to sneak in and fill in any gaps. What have I forgotten?
So I can talk to part of the history of this. I moved to Springfield in 93 to go to Sangamon State. And at that point, they had a downtown campus, which was a small spot down near the state capitol, where they were trying to develop that beachhead down there to make classes more available to people who worked in and around the Capitol complex and in the downtown area. So that's been going on for a long time. But I would argue that the discussion on the delivery of a legal education has probably been going on in Springfield since 1953. And that's when the Lincoln College of Law closed its doors. Springfield had a law school from 1911 to 1953. And a lot of prominent city fathers and mothers went to school there. So I think that there has been this desire for many, many years to have some kind of delivery of legal education there. As I've worked my way through Springfield, this issue has come up every few years. And it just seems like timing is never right. And people don't get that excited about it because we've talked about it before and nothing's happened. This is kind of different because way more people are talking about this because not only do they see the need for a law school satellite in downtown Springfield, they see the need for a real educational facility there, a real opportunity where that will draw people to the downtown area and will cater to not just the folks who work in offices in Springfield that are not government related, but especially to folks who work in state government. There, with the emergence of online education, there are tons of students who are coming out of the state capitol to get their master's degree or some of them are driving to St. Louis, or they're driving to Carbondale. Some are driving to Northern to get a law degree. And so, the geography is right. The timing just seems to be coming together. One good barometer for me is when I go to the grocery store and somebody comes up to me at the Hy-Vee and says, what's going on about, I'm hearing about a law school satellite? What's going on? And I'm like, well, it's being talked about. So there's great buzz about it. And there's a lot of excitement that we would make this undertaking.
John, have we done any kind of market study, demand, anything like that?
We have not. Just anecdotal, of...
If you build it, they'll come. That's what we're saying.
I went back and looked at that blurb that I gave to the board in that digest, and I'd indicated there at some point that would have a market study would have to happen for that. One of the I do think one of the things that's potential, and we got to do it, I mean, we'd have to anyway for IBHE approval, et cetera. But it does strike a number of us that if there's desire in the Metro East, and we should say that this would likely be alternative delivery, we'd be looking at working adults and meeting their schedule. So that if you have people in the Metro East that desire that law degree, they zip up 55 an hour and 20 minutes. You've got people in Peoria who could come to Springfield. You might, weirdly enough, even have people in Champaign-Urbana because of alternative delivery come over to, you know, to do it, say, in a four-year program or whatever.
Are you thinking evening program?
Maybe evening, weekend.
I mean, I'm the product of that through St. Louis Shoe.
Right.
I mean, I'm the product of that.
No, I mean,
I would have chosen Carbondale, but I couldn't drive that far.
Yeah, I think lunchtime and evening would be your peak hours. And I'll throw in there, too, you know, one need that I think that this satellite could also fill is continuing legal education.
That's interesting.
Because
that might be the way to start it.
There are a good number of lawyers in Springfield. A lot of legislators, when they're there, are always looking for something that they can do to fill those.
It's all in Chicago.
Credits.
It's all in Chicago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have, again, it's time to get this in front of the board for you to all start thinking about rolling around, have future discussion, et cetera. But because we've done a lot of these pieces of groundwork, another one of those has been an overture to the U of I. And we did reach out to them, because what we did want to have happen, if this gets some legs and move forward, is to then post a notice of intent on Board of Higher Education website to put it out there and then have U of I come and bat us away. And you don't know until you post it and see what happens, but we have had discussion at system level, and the indication has been from U of I that they would not challenge that authority. You know, we'd have to go through BHE to get that they would not challenge that, that they kind of been there, considered it in the past, weren't looking to take on that business. They see themselves as a public ID. And not getting into that business. And I don't want to get too far afield without also taking into mind the fact that you've got faculty, you know, who we want to work with within the school, with a lot of questions that they're going to have answered eventually, that we really haven't gone there in great detail. Acting Dean Chris Behan, Assistant Dean Mike Ruiz, did some very good work to kind of tee up how this could happen, how it would unfold to get the approvals, but haven't done anything beyond that. Carl, I don't know if there's anything you want to add.